Good morning. This morning's passage comes from the gospel reading appointed for today's daily office, John chapter 5, verses 2 through 9. It reads, "Now in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, there is a pool, called in Hebrew Bethesda, which has five porticos. In these lay many invalids, blind, lame, and paralyzed. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had been there a long time, he said to him, 'Do you want to be made well?' The sick man answered him, 'Sir, I have no one to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up, and while I am making my way, someone else steps down ahead of me.' Jesus said to him, 'Stand up. Take your mat and walk.' At once the man was made well, and he took up his mat and began to walk." Sir, I have not given up, but I can't do this on my own. We live in an age of independence, a time when asking for help may be seen by some as a sign of weakness, a sign of defeat and failure. The invalid in today's passage has isolated himself and therefore is stuck. How many of us are stuck in a life situation because we are afraid or too prideful to ask for help, either from humanity or from God? We are lying to ourselves and paralyzing our lives if we think we can handle life in a vacuum and manage it all by ourselves. This man immediately joined society, his decades of isolation evaporated with his healing. I invite you to join me today in reflecting upon those areas of our lives where we are trying to handle it alone, where we feel isolated from God or from the community around us. What is holding us back from asking for help? Is it because we are afraid of rejection? Or we're afraid that people may see us as weak? Anyone who has received help knows the courage it takes to ask for it. And anyone who is approached and asked to be of help in a situation will most likely feel honored that you trusted them and help within their abilities, or walk with you and help you seek the support that is needed. God is first and foremost our helping hand. Ask Him for courage to ask, and clarity as to who to ask. Today's closing prayer may be found on page 86 of the Book of Common Prayer, Canticle 10, the second song of Isaiah. We will recite it together. Let us pray. Seek the Lord while He wills to be found. Call upon Him when He draws near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the evil ones their thoughts. And let them turn to the Lord, and He will have compassion, and to our God, for He will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as rain and snow fall from the heavens, and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, seed for sowing and bread for eating, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that which I have purposed, and prosper in that for which I sent it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I invite you to call back tomorrow for a new daily devotional, or sign up for my blog, Inner Altar, to automatically receive each devotional in your inbox. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you, lift up His countenance upon you, and give you peace. Amen.